The theater school at DePaul University presents Michael Jordan in Lilliput by Michael Mahler. Direction by Erica Weiss. Vocal coaching by Phil Timberlake. Scenic design by Sophie Blood. Costume design by Liz Martinez. Lighting design by Alex Jones. Sound design by Haley Feeler and Alyssa Kerr. Dramaturgy by Trisha Mahoney and Mariah Schultz. And stage management by Aaron Collins. This production takes place between May 5th and 14th. Our 2017 spring quarter is dedicated in loving memory to Joe Slowick, an alumnus and professor emeritus of acting and directing at the theater school at DePaul University, founded as the Goodman School of Drama, where he taught for 54 years. Countless directors and performers were impacted by his mentorship. Cast, in order of appearance. Michael Jordan is played by Jerome Beck. Coach Phil Jackson is played by Greg Wenz. Female reporter is played by Elsa Gustner. Male reporter is Adam Welsh. Bird is played by Liz Weiner. Magic is played by Clint Campbell. Pippin is played by Michael Stock. Miss Horton is played by Melissa Brenner-Saunders. And Lily is played by Elise Randall. This production takes place in Lilliput now. Theatrical fog is used in this production. The play will be performed without intermission. And Melissa Brenner-Saunders appears by permission of Actors Equity Association, the union of professional actors and stage managers in the United States. A chat with playwright Michael Mahler. Dramaturgs Trisha Mahoney and Mariah Schultz talk with Michael Jordan Lilliput's playwright Michael Mahler about newly discovered countries, historians, and short basketball players. In your plays, you often draw from classical works. How do you integrate these works into the world that you are creating? Almost without expectation on the works that I end up throwing into a piece, the works I used, one, the works that I read when I was younger and loved as an only young person can, and two, the works I feel no compunction about making fun or egregiously misinterpreting because A, I love them, and you always make fun of and misinterpret what or who you love, and B, all their authors are dead and can take it. I steal parts that are helpful to my story and leave out the parts that aren't. Why were you intrigued by the story of Gulliver's Travels? Like most of my plays that I fool around with some already existing text, which is pretty much all of them, I didn't choose Gulliver's until well into the process. So it's not so much me being intrigued by it, but it being a good fit for what I was already on. Before Gulliver's Travels, I was looking at The King and I and Nixon in China as possible works to spin into a plot with an American basketball player playing in a foreign land, both of them being stories about a down-on-their-luck outsider, Anna Nixon, going to an exotic country and discovering some success there among the natives. I think I ended up in Lilliput because, you know, those Lilliputans being so short and wanting to play basketball is such a stupid joke. Which writers do you find drawn to? Usually ones who use way too many words to get to the point. For example, Virginia Woolf, Cervantes, Shakespeare, Basho, etc. How do you feel this play contrasts with your previous works? That's a hard question because it makes me think about my plays like a critic or even worse, a historian. So, Blake, I would just paraphrase Robert Altman and say, it's all one play, man. That's all I've been writing. One long play. What's your favorite line from Michael Jordan in Lilliput? Brigadoon didn't know what hit them. Signed, Trisha Mahoney and Mariah Schultz, BFA 3, Dramaturgy and Criticism majors.